Hello, I'm Jan van der Maat and this is the International Report. Today we focus on the growing tensions between the US, China and Europe caused by US President Donald Trump's decision to impose massive tariffs on China and on Europe and on the rest of the world, which in turn influences Europe's China policy that also included tariffs on mainly Chinese electric vehicles. I spoke to Bill Russo, the CEO of the Shanghai-based Automobility, a consultancy that monitors the global car industry, and asked him what effect Trump's tariffs will have on the US car industry.
For the better part of the last 30 or so years, the global auto industry has moved toward markets that can scale and lower the overall cost of goods sold. And that was in large part to advantage China in terms of supply chain efficiency, scale. And I think that in an era of tariffs, we're going to be certainly adding additional friction to the system, adding additional costs. And that's going to translate into less competitive pricing among the domestic industries that have relied on low-cost country sourcing. At the time where the initial investments were made, the U.S. automakers were at a significant cost disadvantage relative to what was then the most efficient competitors, which was the Japanese and Korean automakers, who had a sizable cost advantage over the American automakers. And over time, China was a way to kind of mitigate some of that disadvantage. And everybody came to China as it grew from a 1 to 30 million unit a year production site. So China has the supply chain scale and the cost advantage that's associated with that, that I think is going to be significantly negatively impacted. And that's going to have a negative impact on the domestic industry.
So that's the American car industry. But how will it affect Chinese car makers?
It does not have a tremendous negative impact on the Chinese automakers because to them, they don't sell cars in the United States. So putting up a tariff wall to block that which is not being sourced from China, what it affects is the parts, the components, and that affects the U.S. automakers who are buying parts from China. That adds cost. But if you put up a wall around one country, there's many others that are available to China to export to, and they will do that. In fact, they are going to do that even faster now. The issue of made in China somehow being a threat to the U.S. automakers. First of all, the U.S. automakers, to my knowledge, didn't ask for tariff protection. This is a government initiative to protect an industry that has relied on made in China components for quite some time. And I'm not just talking about Stellantis and Ford and General Motors. I'm also talking about Tesla, who builds more than half of its global volume is produced in China. And much of its component supply is also made in China. So the auto industry is not benefiting in the near term for sure from adding costs for the supply of materials that keeps them competitively priced in the market. By increasing cost of components, you are increasing the price of the vehicle or decreasing margin. And when you do that, you shrink your market.
Now, the EU, of course, also has an history of putting tariffs on Chinese cars, with the EU already imposing tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. How could the US-China trade war influence China's negotiating stance with Europe on automotive trade terms?
I was just in Europe last week speaking at an event, and I have to say there's a very high interest in a variety of both upstream and downstream. The automakers are the ones that have to cope with Chinese competition in the globalization. The auto industry has a history over decades of having to cope with an increasingly globalized set of competitors, whether that was coming from Japan, Korea, or if in the United States, coming from Europe. The idea of I've got a domestic industry and I have to cope with increasing competition. In my view, competition breeds innovation. Competition breeds better pricing for the customer. From the consumer's point of view, tariffs do nothing that benefits the customer. It stifles innovation because there's less competition. It reduces competition, which means prices can be left higher, and it adds taxes to the market because tariffs end up adding to the cost structure of the products that are sold. So from a market standpoint, it weakens the long-term competitiveness of domestic industries.
So imposing tariffs is just not such a great idea.
Tariffs don't protect industry. It actually insulates consumers from more competitive products. The second point is it actually weakens the domestic competition because the access to the efficient, highly scaled component supply available in the bigger markets, which China is the bigger market now. Put it in context. China makes one out of every three cars made in the world, and they actually make three out of every four electric vehicles, and they make about three out of every four EV batteries. What are you going to replace that with?
Yet Trump, even before he became president, even before his first term when he was still a real estate developer, was always obsessed with tariffs. What is he doing?
Tariffs can be an effective tool if it's done in combination with a policy at a regional level, because the policies can't be done, they have to be done by a national entity. The US has a federal system, Europe has one called the European Union, but it doesn't act in a very unified, federated way because there's a lot of conflicting between France, Germany, the Eastern European region. All the member companies have, they share the same bed, but they have different dreams about what they're trying to accomplish. The tariff isn't backed by a policy that guides what can be done to mitigate the tariff. The US policy is keep China out, put up 145% tariff, and we don't want your business over here. We want to decouple completely. I don't think Europe wants to decouple. I think Europe wants to be able to get access to the efficiency of the highly scaled supply chain, especially for the next generation of propulsion technology. The European Union member countries know that some degree of relationship is necessary with China in order to access that highly scaled supply chain. But what's missing is there's no policy to guide the investments from China toward the European Union.
That was Bill Russo, the CEO of Automobility, a Shanghai-based consultancy that monitors the global car industry. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye.